Gaza Strip. Yesterday, the president said U.S. troops could well be used. One of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, Honeywell, has announced this morning it plans to split itself up into three different publicly traded companies. This is ABC News. The Hollywood battle between the It Ends With Us stars Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively is now threatening to bring a pop superstar into the battle. Here's ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Baldoni's attorney not ruling out deposing Lively's megastar best friend, Taylor Swift. The suit alleging the singer was at Lively and husband Ryan Reynolds' penthouse during a meeting over script differences. A source close to the situation saying Swift wasn't there for the meeting, that she arrived as Baldoni was leaving and never saw any clips from the movie until after it came out, adding she is not relevant to the case.
Blake Lively has accused Baldoni of sexual harassment while making the film. He denies it. The Earth getting warmer, according to Copernicus, the European Climate Service. Last month was the world's warmest January on record, breaking the 2024 record by 0.16 degrees Fahrenheit. Scientists say this is more proof global warming is accelerating. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The WIAA has approved high school football playoff changes, beginning with the 2025 season. According to an article published by Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Board of Control voted on three major changes. The first was approval by a 10-to-1 vote on a proposal that means high school playoff qualifications will change from winning over 50% of conference games to a win-based formula against all opponents. It also means that seeding and regional grouping in the postseason will be done by the metric as opposed to the current computer algorithm that is unknown to coaches. The lack of transparency frustrated coaches after some questionable seeding in recent playoff fields. A third major decision expanded the field for 8-player football playoffs to 32 teams. The change also moves the season start date to line up with 11-player football. 8-player football will still play 8 regular season games, with 5 weeks of playoffs culminating in a championship game played in Wisconsin Rapids. The change was approved unanimously. This article can be found on 98qcountry.com. Saturday, February 15th, it's the 14th annual Snow Bears of Glidden Toilet Seat Races. There will be three classes, Open, Powder Puff, and Juniors, with $10 per entry, and you can find rules and entry forms at the Bear Crossing. There will be a 100% payout and a prize for the best in show, and there's going to be a soup and chili cook-off. This will be open to the public, but you must use USDA meats, no game meats, and soups must be at Jacobstown Hall at noon to compete in the judging from 1 to 3 p.m. There's also going to be a meat raffle, a 50-50 raffle, and a huge bucket raffle. Come support the Snow Bears Snowmobile Club. Questions? You can call Jeff at 608-852-7436 or Bob at 715-663-0104. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th over at the Jacobstown Hall. Wisconsin water is a big part of the budget. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Wisconsin water is a big part of the budget. As part of his financial plan, Governor Tony Evers will be dedicating $145 million to combat PFAS contamination in Wisconsin water supplies. The initiative includes funding for grant programs to test municipal water and private wells, as well as research efforts to find methods of eliminating PFAS.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Robert Bogey Bogdanovich, 85, of Phillips, passed away on Saturday, February 1st. He is survived by his children, Kevin of Wausau, Kathy Zimmerman of Phillips, Kenny of Phillips, Keith of Phillips, Kirk of Phillips, and Chrissy Rodewald of Wausau. Further survived by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, and by his brother George and his sister-in-law, and by many nieces and nephews.
A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, February 7th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation will begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the start of Mass. Military honors at the church will follow the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Bogey Bogdanovich, 85, of Phillips. Gary Oliver Ocker passed away peacefully at his home, surrounded by his family, on February 2nd at the age of 86. Gary is survived by his sister Harriet and his brother Ron, survived also by his five children, Tony Champeau of Green Bay, Sandy Marvel of Eau Claire, John Ocker of Fifield, Lisa Ocker of Tucson, Arizona, and by Judy Weeble of Eau Claire. Further survived by 15 grandchildren, by 8 great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services, 11 a.m. on Monday, February 10th, at Fifield Congregational Church, with Pastor Jill Lemke officiating. Visitation on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Gary Oliver Ocker. Ronald G. Fleming, age 95, passed away on February 1st. Ron is survived by his two sons, Terry Fleming and Ted Fleming, by his two granddaughters, by his brother Roger Fleming, further survived by a niece, by a nephew, and by numerous great nieces, nephews, and dear cousins. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, February 7th, at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls, with Gary Ludholz officiating. Visitation to be held Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Ronald G. Fleming, age 95. Norman Runheim, 85, died peacefully at Aspirus Care and Rehab Facility in Medford, Wisconsin, on Monday, February 3rd, surrounded by his family. Norman is survived by his wife, Catherine, by his son, Michael Runheim, further survived by his grandchildren, along with his great-grandchildren. Also survived by his brothers, Ron Runheim and Wayne Runheim, and by his sisters, Janet Adamitis Arndt, Carol Koski, Shirley Radis, and Rebecca Kempen, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service held on Friday, February 14th, 11 a.m., at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church, located in Catawba. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norman Runheim, age 85. Barbara Ann Mivis, age 77, of Phillips, passed away on February 4th at her residence, surrounded by her loved ones. Barb is survived by her husband, George, of Phillips, by her daughters, Donna Mivis, of Schofield, and Peggy Wadow, of Cronenwetter, further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren, and also survived by her siblings, Carol Ponchak, Tom, and John Obadal. Memorial gathering will be held on Saturday, February 15th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel in Phillips from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., with a memorial service at 11 a.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara Ann Mivis, age 77, of Phillips. Gerald Jerry Schmeiser was called on February 1st of 2025 to play in the main event. He is survived by his loving wife of 59 years, Susan, by his oldest son, Scott, of Seattle, Washington, his younger son, Stacy, of Phoenix, Arizona, and very, very special grandchildren. Survived also by his special sister-in-laws and his special friends, Pam and Miles, as well as many nieces and nephews. A memorial gathering to be held on February 28th at 11 a.m. at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips. Memorial service will follow at 12 noon at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Gerald Jerry Schmeiser. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys that, especially the guys that you've won with. Like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. A few flurries are possible, but mainly battling a breezy wind. It's sustained out of the west up to 25 miles per hour with gusts at 40. This is blowing and drifting some snow around and making our temperatures actually feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
98 Q Country.
Orange ball sinking in the water, toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. On the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done.
Country, there goes Kenny Chesney, not only heading out back on tour once again, but an author. That's right, Kenny is writing a book. It'll be available on November 4th. You can pre-order it now if you'd like to. It'll be called Heart Life Music. Kenny says it's not a memoir, but instead almost a love letter to people who shaped and inspired me, the fans, and so much more. Should be interesting. Said he's been wanting to write a book for years, and he's finally getting around to it. I should be all right. Here's Lady A.
8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still at home. All my girls just keep on blowing up my phone, saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you gotta do to forget his name. Now there's only one thing left for me. Truth collide, bring it till his memory fades away. Hey, bartender, tonight I'll let a stranger put me on the floor. Spin me round and let him buy a couple more. But before it goes too far, I'll let him down easy. Cause tonight it's all about dancing with my girls to the deep.
Country.
He said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. When a moment came that stopped me on a dime, I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds. full name Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full.
Tim McGraw, 98Q Country. It's Mike McKay along with you. So, Morgan Wallen spending his second week with this song at the top of the charts. Do you think it'll stay number one again next week? I do. I think it's going to make 3 weeks in a row, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. Right now, we just get to listen to it.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be
proud to take on back my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Country.
Turn left at the old hotel. I know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with a smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see. The only thing missing is me. That's my house, and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence not long after we moved in. There's my kids. That's my wife. Who's that man running my life? If I pulled in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive. I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer-up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house, and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head.
Keith, Who's That Man? 98Q Country. I don't know if you realize this or not, but it was 1 year ago yesterday that we got the news that the big dog had passed away. How sad that was, wasn't it? Toby was such a good guy. He was so much fun to see in concert. I don't know if you ever had the chance to. I saw him multiple times in concert. Never disappointed. I had numerous chances to talk to Toby backstage, interview him at different concerts and venues and events, and went on his bus a couple of times and sat down and chatted with him. Just a super, super nice guy and a fun guy. Really a funny guy. Just country music. We definitely are missing him. But the good news is, at least we still have his music to remember him by. On the way, Chris Young, Zach Brown Band, and more country is coming up.
98Q Country.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Hers weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At forhers.com/start, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 91% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 91% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees, just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at forhers.com/start to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's forhers.com/start. forhers.com/start.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few flurries are possible, but mainly battling a breezy wind. It's sustained out of the west up to 25 miles per hour with gusts at 40. This is blowing and drifting some snow around and making our temperatures actually feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
98Q Country.
She'd rather wear a pair of cut-off jeans than a fancy
that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start.
FM and on the free Civic Media app.
You could say I'm a little bit crazy. You could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices like my dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying, you can have a few, don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard to find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way, I've got too many choices. I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying, if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them, 'cause they made me who I am. My dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying, you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Country.
We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. We're all in the same boat. We can all believe what we believe. Peacefully agree or disagree. And knocked around, but you ain't gonna keep a good man down. You can run like hell from your mistakes, but you can't hide from your truth. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes, and money too. Trying to fix the same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. If you're holding, take those shots and keep reloading if you can't be nice. Don't say nothing at all. So help somebody, mind been struggling, spread a little love. Gotta give back something if the ship keeps rocking. We'll all go overboard. Same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. Yeah, we all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat.
98Q Country, there goes Zach Brown Band, Mike McKay along with you. Brewers baseball, yes, we will be your home once again all season long for the crew. Looking forward to it. Spring training, by the way, starts in just a couple of weeks. Bring it on.
Bobby played his guitar on the harder side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, 'cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top. Now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday.
night when he heard a voice in the front row singing. It was a sandy-haired rebel boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody.
Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, and now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left of me. You get what's left of me, 'cause she got the best of me.
I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for. And an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along.
Luke Combs, 98Q Country. Hopefully you got that free Civic Media app on your smartphone. If you do, hey, drop Joel a text in the morning. Let him know maybe an event going on or, you know, somebody's celebrating a birthday. He'll be sure to pass it along. By the way, birthday announcements brought to you by Wheelway Auto in Fifield.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. There hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. And silently I say a little prayer. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing me. Oh Lord, I'd be lost but for the grace of God. See that old man, he's walking past our door. And I've been told that he's rich, but he seems so poor. 'Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. And silently I say a little prayer. Yes, I do. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love.
Country.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. Call now. 800-575-8924. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8924. That's 800-575-8924. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means
a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, well, Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Massachusetts has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's buyout offer for federal workers until Monday. Federal employees were facing a midnight deadline to take the buyout or risk being fired. One of California's largest utilities now saying its equipment is linked to the start of one of last month's wildfires.
In a new state filing, Southern California Edison admits its equipment likely sparked what was called the Hearst Fire, which burned about 800 acres in northern L.A. The filing saying SoCal Edison believes its equipment may have been linked to ignition of that fire, despite evidence showing the larger and deadly Eaton Fire in Altadena started under SoCal Edison transmission lines. The company says there is no evidence its equipment was responsible for the Eaton Fire, but it's still looking into whether an idle transmission line became energized and sparked the Eaton Fire. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Pioneer Manufacturing giant Honeywell announcing it's breaking up its conglomerate into three separate publicly traded companies. This is ABC News.
A few flurries are possible, but mainly battling a breezy wind. It's sustained out of the west up to 25 miles per hour with gusts at 40. This is blowing and drifting some snow around and making our temperatures actually feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real.